you call it? This thing is, looks like a lobster, except it's smaller and it lives in fresh water.
Some people call them crayfish. But, well, I think that's a proper name. But we used to, when I was a kid, we called them craw, C-R-A-W. But I think the correct name was cray. We just called them craw being who lived in the country world.
What about the kind of reptile that has a shell? That can pull his head and his legs inside the shell?
If you're speaking of a tortoise or tarpon, is that a reptile or not?
Now, would that be a land type or a water type?
Well, it's both. No, yeah. Well, there's freshwater tarpons and the saltwater tarpons. Well, they cross too. You feel like the dickers, that's what they make the tarpon soup out of. Ship them up north. And these little big turtles, this is 300 to 400 pounds.
Do you need to get that?
Yeah.
A little over hard here, sir.
If that slows it down a lot, why don't you start to get up? That's still going on.
What do you call a little, like reptiles that hop around?
Brother, that's one thing I don't like to look for. You mean a toad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just as scared of one of these more than I am a rattlesnake.
Really?
Oh, really. I don't know if I was, when I was a kid, I played with them. But later on, I developed a horror of them. And I can't look at one. If I'm working out in the garden and run across a toad, I'll holler bloody murder for my wife to come moving.
Is it a toad whether it lives in land or water? Is it a toad whether it stays around land or stays around water?
A toad stays on the land just altogether. Of course, he's amphibian. He can live on either one. But this little frog is a long green frog. I'm not afraid of him. Boy, he can jump 15 feet off here and shoot into a freshwater pond and lakes and things of that nature. But this old regular old hopping yard toad, the little toad frog got there. Oh, golly, I've got a horror of them, I don't know why.
What about the little frogs you hear a lot at night?
Well, some people call them, it's just a croaking frog. It's a little frog, and he's one of them will jump a long ways. You'll find him in the freshwater ditches mostly. And I've been out there on Alabama way out, just on this side of Navy Base. And I'm telling you for a fact, it sounded like a doggone, like you was working in 5 boiler factories at one time, boiler makers. Oh, you know how the faster the rivet gun goes? All those things. Oh, shrill, bass. I told my wife, if somebody would get a recording of that.
What do you call the big ones? The big frogs.
Bullfrogs.
And if you're going fishing, what kind of bait do you use?
Well, I'm only going to go saltwater fishing. That would be shrimp. I don't use worms. Or some people cut some darn frogs up and use them for bait. Now, not them toad frogs, but them in the Oakford Note, places like that. Got kind of a greenish cast to them. This is a jump along with.
What kind of worms do people use?
For fishing? Well, earthworms mostly, what they call them out here, right here in my dirt.
What about a small fish that's used for bait?
Minnow.
Do they use that?
Minnows?
Saltwater fish?
No, freshwater.